A small but growing number of healthcare professionals from Boston are hugging friends and family members as they take leave from their jobs here to help treat Ebola patients in West Africa. Today, one of them shares his experiences with us.
My name is John Welch. I'm a nurse anesthetist at Boston Children's Hospital. And I've been working with Partners in Health for the last year in Haiti.
But now John Welch is working with that group in Liberia and keeping an audio diary. This morning, WBUR's Martha Biebinger brings us the first installment of his experience.
For the past year, Welch, a fit, blonde 33-year-old, has divided his time between Boston and Haiti. In late September, he opened an email, a call to action that announced Partners in Health plans to fight Ebola in Liberia and Sierra Leone. His response was quick and simple, I'm in.
Really, a lot of these things are about being on the right side of history. I think I would have trouble looking back, knowing that I had an opportunity and not have stepped up.
Explaining the decision to friends and family members was not so easy.
How does your mother feel?
Lindsay Waller, a colleague at Children's Hospital, took Welch to dinner, helping him prepare to tell his family why he must head straight into the Ebola epidemic.
I am who I am because she's my mother. They taught me these feelings of altruism and taking care of the people around you and helping out.
People are dying left and right here.
The next day, on a quick trip to Columbus, Ohio, Welch asked his family to watch a frontline episode on Ebola.
The latest victim is a 9-year-old boy. His body is still highly infectious.
The pitch worked.
At first, I wanted to just say, no, don't go. It's too dangerous.
Then Heidi Christman, Welch's sister, saw the faces in the video.
The brothers and sisters and friends and family that have been lost because of Ebola. They deserve people like my brother.
Her brother flew to Alabama for a CDC Ebola treatment training, and in mid-October, 3 weeks after Welch said, I'm in, he was on his way to Liberia.
I'm standing in Casablanca in a small hotel not far from the airport.
Welch has a hard time getting into Liberia. Flights are canceled, and his luggage is lost. When he finally arrives in Monrovia, the capital of Liberia, the reality of his assignment hits home. From a distance, Welch sees a building all lit up. As he gets closer, he realizes this is one of the country's first Ebola treatment units, one he's read about and seen in pictures.
Just by driving past with all the lights ablaze, somewhere around 3 o'clock in the morning, it was clear that the place was busy, and that sort of gave me pause a little bit.
In the hotel, as in the airport, Welch is asked to wash his hands in chlorine, and someone takes his temperature. He leaves the city for a clinic in a rural area with few roads, power lines, and little running water.
It's a real feat that just a couple of months ago, this area was dense jungle, and now it's a fully functioning Ebola treatment unit.
The clinic is a rectangle framed in wood that sits on a slab of concrete. Thin walls are covered with blue tarp so they can be sprayed down often. Gutters line the floor for easy cleaning. The roof is tin. There are two sections, one for patients who may have Ebola and another for the confirmed cases.
It's kind of difficult when you're in the full protective equipment. It's 90 plus degrees with really high humidity. So you always try to enter the unit with a very clear plan about what you're going in to do.
The clinic goes through 250 protective suits a day at a cost of $50 to $80 each. Inside, the smell of chlorine mixes with every fluid the body produces. Outside, smoke hangs in the air.
The thing that really just boggles my mind is that everything which enters the unit, every mattress, every linen, every needle, every syringe, has to be burned.
Welch begins seeing patients, two he'll never forget.
I was tasked with moving two children, aged 6 and 14, who were siblings, from the suspect ward over to the confirmed ward.
An older brother is already in the confirmed ward. The children's only parent has died. A grandmother who brought the children to the clinic cannot stay with them.
The little girl, the 6-year-old, was very scared. By the time we were able to move her, it was raining very hard, and the rain was causing a lot of noise on the tin roof of the unit. The whole thing is a horrible tragedy. It's just a constant emptiness in the pit of your soul that at times just feels a bit hopeless.
One of the brothers died that night, in bed with his siblings. When Welch left a few days later, the girl and her other brother were still alive. Now, in Monrovia, making plans to open a similar unit in another rural county, Welch can't bring himself to ask if the children are okay.
I've seen children die, but right now, to keep going and to keep doing this work, I have to believe that those two kids, that they're as comfortable as when we left. I can't bear anything other than that.
Welch had the brother and sister in mind when he spoke to eight more Partners in Health members who arrived in Monrovia just a few days ago. This work is not easy, and it's not glamorous, Welch told the group, but it is so worth doing. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.